You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Everybody, it's your boy Monty with his boy, his right hand. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say right hand and like Jay, because RJ older than me, so it's like that wouldn't even be sense. That wouldn't even make sense. But you know who it is, Monty RJ the Brooklyn Savage. How you doing, brother?
I'm living. How about you?
Not too bad. You already know how it is. Got home from work early on a Sunday. I got there, bro, and I was like, yo, give me my route now so I could do this shit now. And you already know, it was already raining. So I was like, I want to get this shit over with before it starts snowing. Like, I'm not trying to deliver packages. And with the people in the street, the problem is with, you know, people in the street, man, they don't care what you're doing. They have no sense of surroundings. So, like, they don't care if you're strolling with the big-ass shit. They don't care. So, like, I was trying to get that shit done. But, yeah, man, I came home. I was like, let me hit up my boy, see if he's with us. You know, still put out a Brooklyn Power Trip show today.
Yeah, and here we are.
That's right, people. You already know. See, dedication. We dedicated, feel me? No matter what. Straight from work, back on another work.
Exactly. That's how it does. That's how it is.
That's facts. But yeah, people, we back. It's Sunday. I apologize. We do this shit on Friday usually, but I had to work. So I apologize for that. And, you know, me and RJ talked within the whole week of wrestling. And we honestly think that wrestling was pretty good. We thought wrestling was damn good fucking this whole week, honestly. Even Dynamite. Dynamite was pretty good. I ain't gonna stunt. I fucked with it. I became a fan of a particular wrestler. Well, I was becoming a fan. I solidified myself as a fan of his by the end of Dynamite. But even Dynamite was good. The whole week was good, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I definitely agree. It's a really fun week of wrestling, some interesting developments and stuff like that throughout the week for each show that I saw. I didn't see Collision last night, so I can't speak on that. But as Raw to NXT to Dynamite to SmackDown, some really good stuff coming out of those shows, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Monday was pretty good. Monday was day one Raw. And now that I'm thinking about it. Who had that championship match? No, it wasn't a championship match. Or was it a championship match? I may be bugging. There was a championship match. Yeah, that's right. Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre had a World Heavyweight Championship match. The main event. Yeah. I don't know why I was tripping, bro. I don't know why I was tripping. The Rock showed up on day one of Raw, and he fucking... Triple H is such a troll, bro. Man, Jinder Mahal, bro. Yo, RJ, the cameraman was small. He panned in on the fans. Yo, they look sick.
Sick. They was sick. Bro, it was that was bro, funny as hell.
I seen the black dude. He had his phone out, and then he looked at the Patreon and saw the name. He his mouth closed. The phone went down. He was sick.
It was funny as fuck, bro.
Bro, that shit was so small. So small. And then The Rock came out, talked his shit. And then The Rock said something. He said, I'm going to go eat in San Diego. Should I get a table? No, he said, should I get a booth? Should I sit at the bar? Or should I sit at the head of the table?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not fucking with it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Let me ask you something since we're on the topic of Raw. I see a lot of talk, bro, about... Mm-hmm. I see a lot of talk about how this match only and it only should main event WrestleMania. Tell me, because I feel like we have the same response to this. Does it really need to happen in WrestleMania, bro?
In my opinion, no. And let me tell you why. I give you a few reasons why.
Yeah.
I think this is an overall consensus through a lot of different podcasts and stuff like that, including guys in our circle, right? We all feel like the match should happen in Australia at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Why? Because you have the two Elimination Chamber matches and whatever else they're going to do in the undercard, right? I fully expect Triple H to stack that show up with some nice matches. Matches that make sense that need to be on Elimination Chamber. Yeah. And then you have The Rock and Roman in that. That's big. That's big. And guess what? Being to the fact that you had two Elimination Chamber matches, whatever they're going to have Rhea doing, which I feel like they're going to have Rhea and Nia Jax have a match, and Rhea's going to be like the baby face, and I think Rhea's going to give Nia some type of big, humongous spot to make her look like a monster going into WrestleMania the next month. That's just how I'm feeling inside.
I definitely think, since you're talking about Rhea, I definitely think her match should be outside the chamber, and mm-hmm. they have whoever wins the Rumble, I'm assuming they're probably going to go for it. Whoever they go for, I feel like they should go for Io Sky for some reason. Because then you can book a Women's Elimination Chamber match, and whoever wins that is number one contender for Rhea's belt.
Exactly.
That way you get two matches, but you're still featuring women. You have the women's world title, and then you have the women's Elimination Chamber match, which is smart, I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So that's the way I'm looking at things. So with having that, with Rhea being, you know, one of the few Australians on the roster, because they used to have a bunch back then. Now I think it's just Rhea by herself now. That's on the main roster that's getting pushed. So I think you have your attractions right there. But then you add The Rock and Roman as a bonus. But being the fact that you have Rhea's match, you have an Elimination Chamber match, or two Elimination Chamber matches, that's your work rate right there. Mm-hmm. You can have Rock and Roman come in after that. And if the match ain't that great, because I mean, my man, look, Rock, Rock gave my man, he gave my man a spine buster in the people's elbow, and he was gassed off of that.
Yo, he was winded.
Bro, he was sucking so much wind. A porn star's jealous, man. It was that bad. Man, you saw that, Rock?
Yeah, it was bad.
Whoa. Man, so... he can't wrestle a 15, 20-minute match at WrestleMania. That ain't gonna fly at WrestleMania. It's not. So I think it's best to have it at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I agree. My man was. You know what? He's been doing too much of them Acorn commercials. That's why he winded. He ain't doing no real active shit.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, man.
Acorn cards. No, Rock. I don't need that shit right now. What?
The Acorn collar.
My man talking about some Acorn cards.
When
I had my $7, shut up. You was not investing your $7 back then. Shut up. and to further our point, I mean, Australia, that stadium's holding like 60,000. I mean, why wouldn't you want to add to it, especially if everybody knows you're going to have Rhea on the card. Why wouldn't you add to it and have Rock and Roman on it? I think last time Rock wrestled in Australia was like in the 2000s.
Yeah, for one of the Insurrection, Rebellion shows, one of those shows?
They did one of those shows in Australia, and he fought Triple H. That was the last time he wrestled there. So, I hate this notion of people saying, oh, Rock wouldn't come back to work a chamber. Bro, he came back in 2012 to work a chamber with fucking with Cena. Punk? I mean, with CM Punk, right. And then he did the other one with Cena against Awesome Truth. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, he did Survivor Series. Yeah, no, The Rock was on Chamber. He wrestled CM Punk for the title.
Yeah, like, he's done them. So, like, what are y'all talking about? I don't understand.
And that was in a regular arena. This is in a stadium. A stadium I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Monty, this stadium is bigger than the one they have at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's holding like 60-some thousand people. Of course he's going to come back. And that's a perfect match to add to the card that the Australian is going to be. He hyped to see. I haven't seen Rock as long as he's been gone. So, like, what? Come on. It's smart. Yeah. They're going to make mad bread in Australia if they do that match. They're going to make bread. And then what? And then think about this shit, too, man. Now, you're going to break OD records for Chamber now. Now, Elimination Chamber going to have this pay-per-view record for their own that is going to be hard to top. Like, I don't understand. We already know Mania is going to be crazy. They're going to break records for Mania too. I don't understand the thing that it can't happen at Chamber. It's not like it's happening in a regular arena within the States. That's not how it is. Like, I don't understand it. I think it's a great idea. The Rock don't disturb any of the storylines or programs that Triple H already basically got set in place for Mania. It makes perfect sense.
Because it's one stop. It's not like The Rock is going to be on TV continuously afterwards.
Right. Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think it's a smart idea. And it's a smart way to break the records and make bread at the same time.
Yeah, so you're washing two hands at the same time.
Yeah, I don't get why people are making it such a big deal. I don't know, man. I really don't know. But nah, Raw was pretty good. Becky Lynch and Nia Jax had a fantastic match, bro. We've been saying this shit since she came back. That match was Nia Jax's best match ever. It was so good, bro. I'm not even gonna cap.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was really, really good. And bro, did you see that uppercut? Oh my god, bro!
I liked how that was done. Yeah,
bro, got her. Oh my god, and she held it there. I'm like, oh, she punched the shit out of her. Bro, she punched the shit out of her.
Yeah, man. Look, Nia Jax and Chelsea Green are some of Triple H's best rehires.
Yes,
they are. Chelsea from a character aspect, and Nia's improved, man. Nia's improved. If Nia can get better on that mic, then Nia be good to go. But yeah, she is on a mission to show that she can do this shit too.
I'm glad.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. That's why I'm not one of these weirdos. Nia Jax is terrible. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, clearly you're not as big as a fan as you say you are if you say that she's still terrible.
Right. Like, I don't know, bro. Any fan should want somebody to get better. And the fact that she actually took those steps to get better. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You can't please a lot of these weirdo fans online that's stuck on narratives and have to mooch off each other in order to make each other feel, you know, validated.
Yeah, I don't like that.
In those narratives, like, you know?
Yeah, like, she got better. Like, everyone
she did get better. And everybody was posting about this whole dungeon stuff, right? Nia Jax was at the dungeon, too. Training and wrestling and working on her skills.
Oh, all right, since we're on the topic. You seen that boy, Pretty Ricky, at the dungeon, boy?
Pretty Ricky was at the... He was the... Him and Khan. Big Khan from the Gates of Agony.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another guy that could very well be in WWE too. I ain't gonna lie. That man got a great look.
I think Ricky's done. I think Ricky's so done, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna see real soon. I don't know when his contract's up. He's been very, very secretive about it, but yeah, when his contract is up, he's out of there, man.
My man was wrestling Odyssey Jones. He was wrestling Angelo Dawkins. And Jay Cargill was there too. I don't know, dog. Jay probably talking his ear like, yo ass, but come here, bro.
Yeah, man. Jade and Punk.
right? Jade, Punk, Cody Rhodes, Ben, Ricky's boy. He got to come, bro.
He's got a lot of people in his corner that was trying to support him and trying to help him out. And they all in the E enjoying themselves, too. And even Jade, for what Jade was doing in them videos, looked good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was looking smooth, fast as hell.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and she was wrestling somebody that was smaller. And that's kind of hard, the size difference trying to keep up. But not Jade was keeping up with old chicks. So, yeah.
Hey, listen, if they condition her well with her physique, she'll be straight, bro. I'm not even going to cap.
And the thing about Jade is, okay, like, does she really need to? Okay, yeah, of course she needs to move. You need to have that cardio in place. Does she need to do the acrobatic shit? Does she need to do shit like an Io Sky does? You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't need to do shit like that. Just power slam, big boot. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me something. Right. Press slam, military. Show off them guns, man. She ain't really got to do anything that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That she needs to have this crazy agility. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get you.
But you say all the time. We see all the time. Work like a big girl. Like, use them big girl move. Big boot. You know? That's it.
They have that girl on NXT, Izzy.
I love Izzy.
I saw her first. I'm like, yo, she's tall as shit. And she's doing moves. Them clotheslines? No. I don't care. She's a girl. So what? You see how big she is? Fuck no, bro. You're tripping, son. Then you want me to take a big boot? Sean, all right, Chris, this is what we're going to do. You're going to take the big boot to so that way we can send it home. You want me to take the big boot? You better buy me dinner after this shit, man, because that shit going to hurt.
Sean, you better take me to a movie and a dinner after this.
All right, Sean, tell me some great stories that no one know about, please. I need something. Fuck that. You want me to take
a big boot? You need to make me feel special.
Yeah, maybe. Right, you go, man. Real special shit. I'm gonna tell everybody about it. Yep, HBK dime me out, bitches. Middle finger everywhere. Jake Hartman. Girl. Nia Jax been stunned that whole match with Becky. She was doing bigger moves the whole fucking match, man.
Well, that's all you need her to do.
Right, and it was great. I was really pleased with that match. I was really pleased.
Me too.
Shinsuke and Cody Rhodes had a match, right?
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Okay.
They did the promo.
Right. That was good. Shinsuke needs to win that. I think he needs to win it. I know we're already in January. They prolonged the shit long enough, but he needs to win. I'm liking the heel stuff. You got to solidify his heelness by giving him a win so that way people can take him serious. I ain't forget Trips. He lost. He took 3 L's in a row to Seth. I ain't forget about that. And he was already a heel then. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Nakamura needs a big win to solidify this heel run right now.
He does. I'm a little scared he might not win. That's what I'm scared about, bro.
I'm scared. And when Monty say he's scared, it's serious, people.
Yeah, I'm scared. I really think he may not win. Like, I don't know. I really don't fucking know. But yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, am I missing anything like specific?
Rhea and Ivy Nile had a good title match.
There you go. That's right. Ivy Nile was working. Mm-hmm. She's fast. She's strong. Rhea was selling her ass off. Oh my God. They freaking bleeped it out, bro. I think she did like a German and like she, I don't know. She did like some long, like a prolonged German to Rhea. And Rhea screamed, oh, shit. And, yo, they bleeped it out. And she, yo, it was good. It was good. She knows how to sell for people, bro. She's just like Roman. They're the top dog, but they understand the importance of selling somebody's move. Like,
and making them look like $1 million, even if they're winning, you know?
Hell, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I love that shit. That match was fucking great.
Ivy Nile is good, man. I told people, I'm like, Ivy Nile is good. This is that for whatever reason. Sean and them wasn't really using her in the ring like that anymore. But Ivy Nile is good, man. Really good. And it helps that she's an athlete. So that definitely helps.
Yeah, it was good, bro. It was good. I definitely thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure what happened because the show was on literally last week.
And then they had the tag match with
Oh, you were right. You were right. They became a tag team. You were right. They became a tag team. That's mad funny. You've been saying this shit for months now. And then look, they became the tag team. That shit is funny, bro.
Oh my god. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but Shayna and Zoe Stark came out looking like the lesbian couple that I sat by at the bar yesterday.
they do look like a bunch of lesbian couples.
And I just want to say this. I just want to reemphasize this. I have no brain whatsoever. Like zero. None. I just thought it was funny that last night I just happened to sit by two women that kind of favored Zoe Stark. Shayna Baszler last night.
That's funny.
They were a couple.
Dude, they're in a biker gang together.
Yeah. That might be a way they need to go with that.
Honestly, I think so. Stop putting patches on their fucking jackets. Their jacket. Get a team logo. Yeah, man, that shit might look dope. I think women fans would be hyped. Like, oh, they some badasses. Like, they not pretty like that, but they badass. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, they need something else though. They need something else. Because neither one of them are very charismatic. So I don't know if you put them with a mouthpiece, you put them with a guy that could talk or something. I don't know what you do there. But they need somebody in the middle if they're going to make this work, in my opinion, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. You know I'm always going to cheer regardless. It's Shayna.
Yeah, no. I mean, and look, I love Shayna Baszler. I think Shayna Baszler is great, but Baszler's not known for the strong mic skills, and Baszler's voice doesn't match her intensity. And Zoe Stark is just straight up boring, you know? So yeah,
you're right. She is boring. I'm sorry.
She is boring. They need something, and they need somebody in the middle there. So I don't mind them being a tag team though. I just kind of feel bad that this is Shayna Baszler's what, fourth tag team since being on the main roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
So I kind of feel bad for that. And Tegan Knox and Natty, that is going nowhere fast as well.
Yep, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they keep them intact, I don't know, man. If I feel like if they're tag teams just for the sake of them being a tag team and just to have more teams in for the division, then fine. And fine. Like, I'm not going to really complain too much because at least you're trying to build a division for every title. Like, there's reports going around that the Finn Balor and Damian Priest, they didn't defend their titles Monday, right? No. Mm-hmm. Damian Priest cashed in and looked stupid while he still could have cashed in on Seth. I was so mad.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So stupid. Like, you have Dom right there with you, and you have the briefcase in hand. Just jump him. Like,
all right, just punch him, knock him upside the head.
Have Dom
Andy
jump
Claymore.
Him. Yeah, exactly. Like, have Dom hit him with the fucking briefcase. Fucking Razor's Edge through the table. Throw him into the ring. South of Heaven, champion. Like, bro.
For whatever reason, I smell a Sheamus Drew McIntyre feud against the goddamn Judgment Day.
Oh my god.
Don't ask me why, but I feel this is just the, especially since Sheamus wasn't Butch's partner for the tag team match.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna go with Butch and Bate for a while.
That's what's up.
Till one turns on the other or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I like that team though. They're small, but together as a team, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is really fun. That is really fun.
But yeah, they already got the I think Triple H, I'm hoping this is true, Triple H got the motion to split the titles right before Mania. That's what's up.
That's something I've been hearing about too, and that needs to happen because they have a lot of teams on both sides now. And
yeah,
I think it's time.
Yeah, both sides deserve their own title. Then this is the perfect time to unveil new titles.
Yeah, you're right. Perfect. I was going to say that.
Every other, bro, is so annoying sometimes, though. It really is. Every title got a new design, but those, like, it's getting me sick.
Yeah, I think it's coming, though, because they have the belts made. Supposedly, they had new tag team championships made like a couple of years ago.
Oh, bro, they got to bring bring them out. Oh, I need it. Bring them out. Nah, for real, like.
It's hard to them to breathe with the barrel in their mouth.
Nah, they really do, son. They got, like you said, they got really, really. People used to shit on WWE's tag team division for the longest. But I feel like this year, 2013 and going into this year, both brands' tag team divisions are bloated in such a good way. Like, each tag team on both brands is good. Like, if you put the belt in, oh, I could believe it. Even DIY, I could be like, oh, yeah, what you mean they tag team champions? They nice together. What? Yeah. Let me see you take a knee to the back of the head and a super kick to the front of your face, and let me see you get up, bro.
At the same damn time.
That's what I'm saying. Get the out of here, man. I'm done. What?
The thing about tag team wrestling is that you're dealing with two people as opposed to one.
Right.
Like, somebody's still jumping you, and you big. Like, there's nothing you can really do about that sometimes, unless you just overbearingly strong and you just tossing guys out of nowhere, you know, this, that, and the other. But if you're just a normal sized man trying to go 1v2, oh man, and they coming at you from all different angles,
exactly.
But it's gonna be a struggle.
Yeah, fucking day one was all right.
Day one was all right.
Yeah, not too bad. New Year's Eve was lit. I'd say.
Yeah, New Year's Evil was lit. I was the only thing I would say about New Year's Evil, and look, it's out of their hands. There's nothing they can really do about it, but it's kind of disappointed that we didn't get the NXT Championship match, though.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of fucking sick. I ain't gonna stunt. I was a little sick. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you, RJ, once they announced that he was fighting Grayson Waller, I changed the channel. I'm not gonna lie. I had no...
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, I did not give a shit about Trick Williams facing Grayson Waller. I didn't care. I think once they announced that, I was like, all right, well, I know I'm not going to watch that match. So, everything else was dope. Our boy, Obafemi, is the NXT
Oh my God.
Of the year. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Sir.
That they went the route that we wanted.
I was scared, bro, that Shawn Michaels was gonna fall in love with that little pipsqueak Riley Osborne and have him win the whole damn thing. And to be fair, it would have made sense for the Chase U storyline that they got going on right now in the background, but Obafemi should have won that. Like, come on, you can't have that big of a monstrous man beat guys who are bigger than Riley Osborne only for Riley Osborne to beat him in the end. You can't do that, man.
I think you know what it was. I think Shawn Michaels saw how the fans and the internet reacted to Keanu Carver, and he was like, I can't have this dude be two big dudes in one tournament. Because Keanu Carver, man, I was shocked that he lost. I know it was his first match on NXT, but I was like, this guy looks like he's been wrestling NXT for like months.
He can move. He sucked the move for a big man.
He didn't botch. He was doing his powerhouse moves. Like, bro, he did Razor Ramon's fall away slam without falling. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. That's
crazy. And then, of course, he did the fucking pounce and pop the fuck out of me.
Bro, I could have sworn I thought Riley was gonna bounce off the turnbuckle and fall on the floor. That's how fucking strong he fucking flung his ass. But yeah, Obafemi won, and once again, bro, Obafemi's backstage fucking promo was good. He put everybody on notice.
He did. The intensity in his eyes, man, the way he conveys his message, man, so different from any big man we've seen in a long time in wrestling. Didn't feel robotic, didn't feel contrived, like he could tell it came from his heart. So I'm good with that, man. He did really fucking well, bro. Really fucking well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ariana Grace and Roxanne Perez, they continue with this, and they're trying to give Roxanne some edge, which is something that, remember, I've been, one of my many complaints about about anything was that Roxanne Perez can't be the I'm happy to be here forever. So now Shawn Michaels is taking the necessary steps to age her character and age her ways of thinking. So I appreciate this a whole lot. Her showing some edge and her, you know, being sick with goddamn Ariana Grace.
Yeah, that's just
Ariana
fun.
Grace got the reversal. She got the reversal win. I love Ariana Grace. I'm a stan.
He said, I'm a stan.
I'm a stan. Oh, man. Yeah, you know. Blair Davenport and Lyra Valkyrie had a good match, too, man.
Oh, my God. That shit was so lit, bro. That shit was so fucking lit. And I was like, Lyra still would. I was like, yes. I like that the crowd, just listen. If she can get the main roster crowd to do the to her song.
They're not. They're not.
Stop. Why would you say that to me?
They can't even do the Legato chants when Santos comes out. They don't do that. They don't do the NXT chants. That's what I'm be telling people. People be getting sick. Like, one of my friends got mad that Tyler Bate didn't get a big reaction when he came out Friday. I'm like,
bro,
little Johnny hasn't seen Tyler Bate. Like, yeah. Come on, like,
nobody knows who Tyler Bate is like that.
Yeah, not on our main roster, son. So you think they're gonna be chanting for Lyra Valkyrie's song? Maybe if they did a tour in the UK and had it on television, maybe it might catch on. Right. But other than that, no, I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. Lyra Valkyrie gonna have to come up with a more interesting way other than being a great wrestler. Otherwise, she gonna be joining Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark there, you know?
Nah, she's not. I gotta choose my words. I gotta choose my words wisely. She not mug.
What was that?
She's not mug. She not ugly.
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about the boring, no character. I'm a great wrestler category. That's what I meant. Yeah, I don't mean the other stuff. No, Lyra Curry is pretty. Mad pretty.
Yeah.
Mad, really beautiful woman. But what can you tell me besides the fact that she's a warrior? Woman. She's a warrior that loves birds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, okay. Right.
Okay.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's gotta be a little bit more meat on that bone there, baby.
Yeah.
Just saying. But nah, great match though. Great match. Oh. And they had the No Quarters Catch crew and LWO bringing out Carlito.
Oh bro, I got so hyped when I heard Carlito. That shit was so lit, bro. And then Joaquin Wild dipped. Oh my God.
Oh, that spot was crazy, man. But he launched his fucking ass.
And then he flew. I was like, I was so scared he was going to go over them.
Yeah, I thought so too for a second. But nah, he got enough of it, man. Nah, those guys were balling, man. They had a good match, man. I enjoyed that thoroughly as well, man. And yeah, man, LWO, man. They got a nice cohesive win, man. So yeah, I thought that was finally good.
Finally they got a dub, bro. They finally got a dub.
Yeah, they finally got a dub. Just the lower tier mirror. Now they gotta stop treating these guys and look. Same way with Imperium. Like we have to stop treating those guys like second class citizens. Like you don't want a group, you want us to take the whole group seriously, not just one guy. No matter how talented we think Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser is, because we've seen them work in NXT and this, that, and the other, whatever you have you. Little Johnny and little Timmy don't know that if all they're seeing on Raw and SmackDown is that Kaiser and Vinci are losers. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about the whole talent aspect yet. They don't care about that. If they're perceived as losers, they're going to be losers in their eyes. So the same thing with the LWO guys. If they're constantly getting their asses whooped and not getting a comeuppance, then they're gonna be perceived as losers. So we gotta start. We gotta start building those guys up as well, man. And Tiffany and Fallon.
that was a good match. And Fallon won. Let's go.
Fallon won. That means Tiffany's gonna have to go to the ranch. I seen people complaining about this. Oh, why Tiffany lost to Becky? Tiffany is just waiting to go on the main roster right now. Waiting to get to the main roster right now. But right now, we're going to exercise her character a little bit right now before we get there. Yeah. Now, what do we need to do? We need to show a different shade inside of Tiffany. Especially if we're going to turn around and redo it, because they're not going to be a team or anything like that. She's going to fuck up the farm, and she's going to probably do something in her own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be funny watching the skits. Because, you know, Sean's going to put together the skits. And Tiffany's going to probably show up to the goddamn farm with a pink hat and pink booty shorts and some shit like that.
Yep. And then Sean's going to look at her like, well, are you prepared to get all that dirty? Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, it's going to show, it's going to be a different type of showing the compare and contrast of Fallon Henley and Tiffany Stratton. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be great. It's going to be great stuff. It's not enough to, like we say all the time, the in-ring work is there. We know Tiffany can wrestle. Like, Tiffany is damn good, exceeded everybody's expectations.
Yeah.
Fallon can wrestle too. We know that.
Yeah, she's good.
But let's exercise good, these characters though.
Yeah, you know my brother, my brother watches NXT for certain people, and Tiffany Stratton was on. He's watching, and he was talking more about Fallon than fucking Tiffany. He was like, "Oh, but she's good too, bro." I'm like, "She's solid." Yeah. And that's a casual viewer, bro.
Right.
Like you said, this skit is going to help both of them because We've seen what they can do in the ring.
Yeah.
And I feel like, if anything, this is probably going to help out Fallon more than fucking Tiffany, honestly.
Yeah, because Fallon hadn't had those accolades like that.
Right.
It feels like Fallon's whole run, though, in NXT has been nothing but character work.
You're right. It has been. She showed loyalty to the brother. Are those her brothers or no?
They're just cool? No, they just had friends.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, I thought the whole angle with them, with her and Kiana James, is going to lead to her revealing that she had a little thing for
Brooks, Brooke Benton, right?
But they didn't do that.
Yeah, right. I thought that too. Yeah, like they showed her loyalty to them, to her friends, and the whole time. I think you're right. It has been all character work because she hasn't wrestled like that much recently.
I think the whole entire run, like her and Kiana had the brief run with the tag team titles.
Right.
WrestleMania earlier this year, but other than that, not that much.
Right. I think most recently was the Iron Survivor match. She didn't really have many matches before that, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But bro. I agree with you. I love the skits. The skits are cool. What else happened? OTM, I think, OTM, right?
Out the mud.
Yeah, OTM. Who had a match with? They had a match with Chase U, and they beat him. OTM beat him. And I'm hyped. Because that means now this Tuesday, OTM gets a tag team title shot at the family. And that's dope. That's going to be dope, man. I'm happy for them, bro. I'm happy for them. They were on NXT Level Up for a bit. And ever since they got showed on NXT, it looks like Shawn Michaels really likes them. He really digs them. And I'm liking it, too. I'm a Bronco Nima guy. I fuck with Bronco Nima a lot.
Yeah, Big Bronco, that dude's a monster, man. Holy shit.
I fuck with Bronco a lot. And Bronco's he's so hood. I'm sorry. I love that shit, bro. I love the shit talking. I love the words he says as shit talking, straight hood. Like,
yeah, he does. Like, he's the only guy that really talks. He's a guy that I feel is from the hood. Reggie doesn't.
Oh, OD.
Reggie feels like he's somebody playing somebody from the hood, and Lucian Price is more of a pretty boy, you know.
He is. And you know what's the sad part is, Scripps is really from the hood. That's
yeah, no, he's really yeah, he's really a Crip.
A Crip. That's the shit that sucks.
That's where he got the Scripps name from.
That's why they did him dirty with the fucking dumbass characters before. Because
you talking about Reggie?
Yes. You try to make him serious, and it's like no one takes it serious. And the worst part is, he did this shit for real. Like the shit he's talking, his promos, he's not lying. Like he was really. But
his verbiage don't. I don't know, man. His verbiage doesn't reflect somebody that used to be in the hood and that's down to be in the hood again. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he still sounds. I hate that I have to say it like this. He sounds educated to be saying the shit that he does, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not believable.
I hate that I have to say it like that, but I feel like that's the only way that it would.
No, you're right. His words and his cadence is too clean to be somebody that's that claims he's about that lifetime and wants to reclaim about being about that lifetime.
Right, exactly. But
because most people don't want to go back to the hood. Most people want to escape the hood.
Right. You fuck. I hate when people be like, "Yeah, you're right." It's like, I don't care what anybody say. Once you get that glimpse of being outside the hood, you don't want to be back. Hell.
Yeah, exactly. So all of a sudden, this dude that we know has traveled on the circus, this, that, and the other, in storyline, Carmella plucked him from obscurity and had her be with her sommelier or whatever the fuck. And then he went on from there, and then all of a sudden.
Yo. Yo. Yo, where'd you go?
Oh.
Yo, you still there?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
You good?
Yeah, somebody took a call me just now.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to put this on DTA, my fault.
Oh, no, you good, bro. I was just scared. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. What happens then?
Nah, you good. No, somebody was calling. So. Right. No, you were saying, what were you saying?
No, you were talking.
I just think it's weird.
Yeah.
I just think that it's weird that you got these guys that the portraying hood characters, and then Reggie, who has been shown as this goody two shoes all of a sudden, and he's a hardcore criminal.
Like what? they fucked it up. I mean, honestly, I don't know, bro. If I'm being real, OTM doesn't even need a fucking manager, bro.
They don't need Reggie. No, they don't. Toss his ass in the trash. I mean, he's not bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, no, he's improved as a wrestler and everything like that. But I don't need him for this gimmick is what I'm trying to say.
Facts. I totally agree. 100%.
I think he drags it down with his talk. I just don't. Oh my
god. Yeah,
man, wouldn't you say motherfucker that was flipping getting away from women? Come on.
Right. And like Bronco, when Bronco Nima talk, it's like, oh, okay. He about business. He be about business. But that was cool. I'm hyped to see that matchup next week. I mean Tuesday. I said next week. I'm bugging.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be good. And look, Channing Stacks Lorenzo. If Bronco and Lucien, if they can be on that trajectory, same trajectory that I feel like Stax has been on, where they can improve while being in a tag team, then that's two other nice players right there you got down the road.
I wouldn't even be surprised if Shawn Michaels gave them the belt. Like, not tomorrow, but like eventually. I wouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah, especially when you got Andre chasing them in the background of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these teams are connected. So, I don't know, there could be a thing where maybe Reggie cut a deal with Andre Che. I ain't gonna take all your money, but you better help us win the match or some shit like that.
Right.
And Andre Chase fucks over. And then fucks over D'Angelo.
and then OTM could pull a Bobby Lashley MVP deal and be like, all right, we helped y'all. Now where's our title shot? You know what I'm saying? And then they get a title shot against Chase U again, and maybe they beat Chase U because they already beat them. It's dope. They could go mad. I like that they have the story circulated around multiple people, because then now you can go. You have multiple routes you can take. So, that's what's up. Yeah. Another thing, bro. Real quick, they announced the Dusty Classic. So they're adding teams. Baron and Braun are going to be a team. That's cool.
I got no problem with that, because I've seen people complain about that.
No. I don't want to hear nobody, bitch. They're not going to win one. Two, probably going to lead to another Braun versus Baron part two. Braun versus Baron part one was sick. So
yeah, it was. I like
two, I don't. Yeah, bro. If this was that leads to, I don't give a shit. They about to ball out, son. Like, mm-hmm. I said it to you last week. Baron Corbin's matches are fun now. They're mad fun now. Like, I'm talking mad fun. Like, he be doing shit you wouldn't even think this big-ass nigga be doing. Like, it's crazy. I remember that match. My man jumped on the middle turnbuckle, did the elbow. I'm like, what are you doing, you big-ass? What? Like, I became a huge fan of him this whole NXT run, bro. He's a great watch now, and I told you months and months ago, mm-hmm. he lost his own spark. I don't care what anybody says. He was comfortable just cashing the check, right? He went mm-hmm. to NXT and was like, but he went to NXT and probably realized within himself, yo, I can be who I used to be, and people will actually fuck with me.
That's It'd exactly be better. What he It'd be did. Better.
Right, that's exactly what he did. Got his own type of gear now. He got a bike. I hate when people shit on the bike. His bike is bigger than Taker's. You guys know bikes is clear. The front end is way longer. It's a totally different bike. So shut the fuck up. It's not like Chuck Palumbo ripping off the entire badass gimmick. No, nowhere near that. Nowhere near. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. That's going to be cool. Our boys, RJ, mm-hmm. I'm going to stunt Nathan Frazier and Axiom are attacked now for the Dusty, the Ultimate Speed Group. I like that.
I got a feeling they ain't gonna last, bro. They're not going to last.
What do you think? They're going to lose like the first round and then feud with each other?
I don't know, but all I know is that Nathan Frazier turning on Axiom is something I see in my future. It's something I see in the future.
No, yeah. You're so right.
I think that might happen sooner than later, especially this whole thing that they've been doing for a while now with Nathan Frazier running his mouth off and Axiom. I tried to tell you. If you saw me winking, I was trying to tell you. Going damn well, nobody can see through that black ass visor of his mask. Like, nobody can see that shit. Nobody can see you winking. What?
Yo, remember that shit? Yo, I'm like, Axiom, stupid. Yo, I love that dude. I don't care. I love Axiom so
much. Yeah, but nah, those two. Yeah, but that team is not lasting long. But Corbin and Breaker, that's not lasting long. I can see them going the furthest.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know who's going to win it. I guess we got to see more of the bracket first. I don't know if they're going to put Tyson and Tyreek in there. Because that's another... Right. That's two big black motherfuckers and you're putting that joint too. Oh, my God. So... Yep. I mean, they got a lot of guys you can put in there, so... No, I just hope they put the right crew in there. I expect some of Drew Gulak's guys to be in there as well. So, NXT is definitely, they definitely got different hooks, and they're not dependent on one to carry the whole show. They got a lot of different storylines right now, and it's crazy, man. Shawn Michaels is teaching class on how to book multiple people in storylines. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. He is. And he uses everybody. And like I said, if you're not wrestling, you have a skit. I'm cool with that. All that reworking character work. Well, not even really character, but get an Angel Berto series got them to be top heels Dantos. And SmackDown. But SmackDown, oh my God, I was drooling. That shit was so... Oh, my God. I was hyped. Oh
yeah.
My God. So much shit. But, yeah. I knew Dynamite should have been World's End pay-per-view. That was way better than fucking World's End. My God.
I know, right?
God, bro. World's End was... That's bad, bro.
Dynamite was good, man.
Yeah. Dynamite was good. Smojo, mm-hmm. the show, when he... I don't know, son. He... Theory. Stop fucking with him, son. I see you too sometimes. Scared, bro.
Son. But I'm scared.
I'm scared. So crazy. Now he has world title, bro. He gonna kill you like that. Joe's gonna kill you. No. Don't check because he's dead. gonna kill them. Chill, like, but that shit was fire, bro. That shit was fire.
Cutting the promo.
Yeah, that promo was dope to start the show. Oh my god, I watched the show, and how am I forgetting? I watched all the matches.
Christian cut a good promo.
Yeah, he did.
I like Christian's part of the promo. I didn't really care for the Wayne's part of the promo, but yeah. I like Christian's part.
Yeah, same. I agree. What matches were?
Yeah, Adam Cole.
Oh, Adam.
Adam Cole's mission statement promo for the Undisputed Kingdom. Look, I appreciate the mission statement, and it was a good mission statement until we got to the end, and I think you know what I mean when I say that.
Are you talking about what he said about Wardlow?
Yes.
Oh, bro, got me sick.
It's the same thing. MJF told Wardlow years ago.
That's why I said, bro, that's why I told you before when we were predicting the people. That's why I told you I don't want him in the group. Now he's back to when he first started. This shit is bug. Oh,
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. Either way, he was going to be back at square one.
That shit is bum, RJ. It's so
I didn't bum, think bro. I didn't think that they would actually repeat the same mistake again. How dumb can you be?
He literally
copied him bar for bar. He copied MJF bar for bar. The only difference was the title. MJF wanted Wardlow to give the TNT title to him. And this is his Cole wants Wardlow to give the world championship to him. And, oh my god, it's ridiculous, man. I hated that. But other than that, I was fucking with the promo up until that part, and I'm like, it was not because Cole and them did a bad job. It's just because, what are we doing with Wardlow? Wardlow looks like the world's most biggest idiot right now.
Yeah.
From a bunch of different points, and this just adds to it. Yep. Why are you now gonna help Adam? Come on, man. When you could just,
oh, bro. I guess
oh
we
my stick. God, you could have beat. You could have beat Cole's MJF coma. Yourself.
Adam Cole's whole body is like Wardlow's bottom half. I don't get it. Like,
yeah, Cole needs to hit the gym, bro. I don't give a fuck. So unless bad. Cole, unless you tell me that he has some condition where he can't work out, which is ridiculous, but not completely unheard of. But unless you tell me some shit like that, Cole's ass need to be in the gym, man. There's no way in the world I'm looking at, and this is coming from a big Adam Cole fan, all right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at old pictures of him from the Kingdom and stuff like that. And I posted one on Twitter last week. Cole had meat on himself, man. Now, sure, bro. Frail as hell, man. His eyes bugging out of his... Come on, man.
Yo, Cole. Better, Drew said Adam Cole got the body of Riho, bro.
He got that Riho physique, bro. Especially since whatever working out he was doing, he definitely ain't doing it now. He looks frailer than before.
Oh my god, bro. That shit is funny, but it's funny because it's true. Oh, man. Orange Cassidy for Darius Martin.
Dante Martin. Same difference.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Dante Martin wasn't playing that gimmick bullshit. I like that. He was like, nah, don't put your hands in your pocket. Nope. He grabbed them shits. Then he started doing his shit on him. Like, how you fucking like this stupid shit, huh?
Yeah.
The match was okay. I hate how his match, Orange Cassidy's matches are just, they're very identical to, his matches are all the same, I think. Yeah, I'm not neither. The way they do it, I paid attention. Every time he wins, he barely wins. Like, he survives. And that's every match. And I'm tired of it.
I mean, that's a good story if you're leading to his eventual downfall, which was when Moxley beat him for the motherfucker.
Right, they already did that type.
Why is he champion again?
I don't know,
why is he
man.
Champion again?
I don't know.
Like, that was the perfect ending to all this shit.
Yep.
That he's champion again, doing the same thing again.
Doing
you
the same
shit about me. One title match. All right, cool. Meet me on Wednesday. Like,
yo, bro, somebody tried to argue with me about this and tried to say that Dante almost pinned him on the match on Rampage. He almost pinned him. He didn't pin him. So why does he
almost? That's like saying I almost had sex with Keisha Gray. Like almost does not count. My mushroom tip did not go in her vagina. Like come on, come on. What are we talking about? Almost,
bro. That shit got me so mad. I'm like, what? And then they were like, oh yeah. That he gave him a title match at World's End. You didn't see the backstage segment? So a 30-second segment to earn a title shot is what that title's worth, is what you're saying, basically.
Pretty fucking much, yeah.
Much. Because you blink and the title match announced was already happened. You blink, it's gone. So, like, whatever. Whatever. Fuck that shit.
At this point, Roddy, just go ahead and take that fucking belt, son. Like, Roddy's doing some of the best, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Roddy's doing some of the best character gimmick work of his career. And I think that's undisputed. And Roddy can wrestle, man. Roderick Strong is probably one of the best wrestlers AEW has, man. Who could do all that, do all the crazy shit, all the hard-hitting shit without legit hurting anybody. Without fucking himself up and without botching. Roderick Strong is consistent in that motherfucking ring. So, yeah, I'm ready for Roderick to go ahead and take this fucking belt from this motherfucker. And the thing I hate about this the most, though, is the fact that Orange Cassidy, he's hanging around Hook and Danhausen. I hate that for Hook. Why we got this dude that's supposed to be the badass hanging around two clowns?
And they're pushing him. Up the ladder, like, way too far. Like, he's skipping the mid-card titles, which makes no sense. He's gonna have to go to Joe.
He wants to fight Samoa Joe. I saw that promo, and I'm like...
Oh, my God, Tony Khan, what are you doing? You want to ruin this guy's momentum? What are you doing?
He's gonna have to wrestle Samoa Joe, bro. And
I know. He's gonna... Look, Joe's gonna make him look good. Okay, we know.
Joe's gonna make him look good. And part of me thinks Samoa Joe probably asked for this, too. Samoa Joe is tight with Taz and everything like that, and maybe they can tie that into a story, but I don't think Hook's ready for that spot yet, and that's, once again, coming from a Hook fan. Yeah, Hook's my boy. Hook's with Hook. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Walk down the street, you see a guy like Hook, especially in our, you know, New York.
Hell yeah.
But the thing is, I don't think he's ready for that spot, and you're going to have Samoa Joe squeeze his momentum out. His momentum was hot anyways, because he's hanging around Hook and Danhausen. I mean, Danhausen and Orange Cassidy, he hanging around with clowns, but this ain't going to help it be any better.
Yep. Yo, I think I have somebody that's going to take that. I have a candidate that could take that TNT title off of Orange Cassidy. He had a match Wednesday against Darby Allin. That's Konosuke Takeshita, and he fucked him up. Oh, my God, he fucked him up.
He killed him. It was great.
Bro, smiling from ear to ear, was whipping his ass. Oh my God, he was fucking him up, bro.
He's killing him, man.
He fucked him up. The fucking uppercut. Yo, I thought the uppercut really had Darby knocked out. Like, I thought Darby couldn't wrestle no more. Like, oh my God, he sold that shit like he sold that shit with what happened to Giovanni Vinci. Deadass.
He did.
Damn, bro. And then Takeshita took him all the way up to the ramp and German suplexed his ass all the way down. Oh my God, bro. He was fucking him up. Like,
he was a burner,
man. People use that shit saying tossing like a rag doll. He was tossing Darby like a fucking one of those wrestling dolls that, like, oh my God, like the stuffed up wrestlers that they be having.
Mm-hmm.
He was throwing his ass around like that. I was like, God damn, bro, you're getting fucked up. And he beat him. I was like, yes. I was so happy he beat him, bro. That match was good.
It was a good squash. That's what Takeshita needed. I just got a feeling he's gonna be involved in the tag team picture, bro. I don't see that's something I want. Trust me, I want him to be international champion. But what comes with Darby comes with Sting. Sting and all these guys have been wrestling around the tag team titles, man.
Yep. I mean,
they're going to be involved in it. Him and Hobbs are going to be involved in the tag team picture, man.
If they win the belts, fine. Mm-hmm. If they win the belts, fine.
Yeah, that's what it better lead to. These guys winning the chips. Otherwise, I see no use in it either.
Right, because that tag team alone? Come on, son.
Nobody should be able to beat those guys. No. Realistically.
No, bro. Hell no.
Takeshita is a monster on his own. Hobbs right. is a monster on his own. You put those motherfuckers together? Oh, nobody yeah. should beat those guys. Nobody.
It's like who you want to tag in. You got to fight one of them. Like.
I don't know, right?
Hell no.
But Tony Khan's the booker, so I mean, he couldn't even book Hobbs and Cage as a monster tag team. He ain't gonna book these guys like the monsters that they really need to be.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
I'm pretty sure Darby took a volunteer to get bounced around by Takeshita like that too.
Yeah, he probably told Darby, "No, I'm gonna lose this one." He definitely probably said some shit like that.
Yeah, because Darby beats everybody. Darby doesn't lose that many matches, but the fact that he got bounced around like this to Takeshita like that, I think Darby probably requested they do that. So I mean, that's great.
RJ, they did not capitalize on Takeshita beating Omega twice. They just
It died.
It literally died. You did not see Takeshita on TV. He lost to Jericho Japan, and then he still wasn't on AEW TV like that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, bro, he beat your your own company calls this motherfucker the best bout machine. Y'all call him that. He beat that person.
So, now he's calling himself the alpha.
Twice. He beat him twice. And you don't do nothing with it. What the fuck? You had your big heel right there. You didn't do nothing with him, bro. Wasted that steam, bro. They dumped water on it after igniting it. Made no sense. How you go there and ignite the fire? And then a week later, nah, it's just no water on it. Fuck it. Like, what?
Yeah.
So dumb, bro. So dumb. Wait. One more thing.
Pirate Party?
Nah, fuck them. Actually, nah. I like Pirate Party. Oh, I'm bugging. They're from New York.
They're from the city. They're a really good team, man. I'm glad they ain't with the Hardys no more. That's for sure.
Oh, so glad. My man Isaiah Cassidy gone away from them, bro. Thank God.
Good.
Thank God. Yeah, that was dope. I'm glad they back. Nah, I was talking about I'm leading the way. No.
Danny Garcia.
That's my boy. That's my boy, people. That's what I've been talking. That's what I was talking about earlier. I have become officially a fan of Daniel Garcia. Become a fan. I have.
So Monty, you gonna post a video of you doing the dance?
Oh no, you tripping. Hell no. That dance is ugly. That dance is bad. But I told you this. I told you this shit when it happened. Mm-hmm. And he did it on beat. That's all I ask. Yeah. That's all I ask. You don't need
Noodle
to
be beat.
You don't need to build DM with it. You don't need to make it look stupid. He went with the beat when the beat did that two drop. He did that shit once, twice, and then he walked to the ring all like sick. I'm cool with that. That's fine. That's totally fine. You know, guy, he didn't make it look goofy. And while he was doing it, he was dead ass serious. Fine.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna
fuck somebody's wife.
Right, and I'm a really big fan of that theme song. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
That shit go hard. That shit does go hard. But yeah, man, I'm a fan of him. And him and Swerve had a good match, bro.
Except for that botch.
Oh. When they just slid off the fucking table.
They slid off the table with ease. I'm like, oh, shit. My boy. But no, it was a good match. It was a really good match. I like those guys.
Swerve should have held on to the table, bro.
I don't know what the fuck. Maybe it was happening too fast for them bros.
Yo, bro, the way they fell was bad funny, bro.
Dan Garcia said, oh.
Yeah, they
swerve off the table.
That shit was. But nah, that match was good as shit, bro. If Daniel Garcia finds a way to balance both, he'll be all right. He's way better than Wheeler Yuta. Way better.
Way better. That's not even for discussion.
At least Daniel Garcia tries, bro. He tries. I can see you trying. I can see you improving on the mic or your presence. I can see
trying to connect with the audience with the dance too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. So
he's got that. Willie useless, nothing, bro. No charisma. His promos suck. No connection with the audience. At least Claudio comes out. He does the fucking you know, the hand motion and shit like that, and
yeah,
the crowd does it with him and shit like, he comes out, does that, and then fucking, like, at least Claudio's got your attention. Like, Claudio does shit in the ring that you as a wrestling fan, and let's face it, AEW's fans are more of a hardcore based than WWE's fans, but you know, Claudio's already going to have the attention in the ring. But useless. Oh, God, he's terrible, bro.
He's bum. I can't believe I used to say he got the charisma of Plank. It's so disrespectful to Plank. I'm sorry, bro.
But disrespecting Plank like that, man.
I can't be doing that to Plank, bro.
Plank had presence.
Johnny would be sick at me for saying so.
Completely sick. What else is on the show? I don't even want to talk about that Continental Crown shot because I do not care about that whatsoever.
I didn't watch. That's the one match I didn't watch because it was bum.
Yeah, I didn't care about that. I mean, come on. I mean, look at this lineup. Brian Keith, who loses every big match. Brian Keith, who has an interesting gimmick. Vikingo, who, you know, I mean, he's on Rampage. That's basically the Luchador show is Rampage. Beretta.
Let me tell something real quick, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They got the AAA champion, and he be losing to not even mid-carders, but jobbers. But he's a world champion. It's so dumb. It's dumb. And anybody that wants to talk about these belts outside the company, they don't mean shit, clearly. They don't mean shit. Because he's a world champion, and he can't even beat a bunch of jobber undercarders. I don't want to hear it, bro. Stop. I don't want to hear it. His signing's bum. They signed him, and they don't do shit with him. It's bum.
Wait, they have him on a contract?
I think so. I think they do.
I don't know.
They have to. Because he shows up a lot.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's under contract, though.
True. I know they got Commander, and Commander's designated fucking to Rampage, bro.
Yeah. Commander's on Rampage and fucking...
All the time.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all hype all these dudes up, and then y'all put them on y'all bum shows, and then the fans, your fan base gets mad at people like us when we call them bum. Bro, we're only saying they're bum from what we see. Obviously,
yeah. Perception is everything. We were just talking about earlier.
Obviously, their own company, bro, is putting them on Rampage. That's how the company sees them. So imagine us seeing them. What you mean? Like, come on. Use your head.
I mean, if he's a job guy and losing left, right, foot, and center, I mean, that's the way we're going to see him. Sorry. I mean, and no, nobody's going to go and watch his matches in Mexico to prove that he's fucking fantastic or that he doesn't lose.
I'm not going to do that because when he's on my TV, he's losing. So, like, stop, bro. I can't even tell you one memorable dub Vikingo has in AEW. I can't tell you.
Me neither. Not off the top of my dome, I can't.
That's what I'm saying. And that's bum.
Even Bandido. Bandido wasn't winning matches before he got hurt either in AEW.
No. I think they had him. I think
he lost to Jericho.
He lost to Jericho, yeah. And then they had that triple... Remember, they had that six-man tag against House of Black. That was, like, the last match I saw him in.
Yeah. Because Bandito's been gone all year, just about. It feels like he's been gone all year.
Yeah. He has been. And that's my boy.
And he got surgery again. Yeah, we loved Bandito over here.
He had a setback, right? He said he mentioned it. Yeah. He mentioned he re-hurt his wrist or some shit like that.
He's the best luchador. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He's the best luchador in the world. Right now,
he's better than Dragon Lee.
Yeah, man, he does shit that Dragon Lee don't do and can't do.
I'm not gonna stunt. Yeah,
he's Dragon a hybrid wrestler. He gives me some of everything while he's in the ring. Yeah, he does high flying shit, and all his shit's innovative. Like that fucking the press with one arm, and he fucking drops him military style.
He be OD'ing, bro.
And he grabs a guy, he does the fall away slam like Scott Hall does, but instead of doing the you know, just dumping him, he fucking flips like a fucking Spanish fly. And then his finisher, the 21 plex, The fucking, he springboards behind the fucking guy, grabs him on the way down. German super. Come on, bro.
Yeah, he Bandito. Go,
Bandito is go, so fucking good in that ring, bro. He's the man. Yeah. I mean, why did they just put money in that man's hat? For that one indie. Because he deserves it, man. He deserves it.
Facts.
Nah, but he's definitely number one in my opinion. And then Dragon Lee's number two. Phoenix botches way too much for me, man.
Nah, yeah. He's not.
He botches himself. Way too much for me. So I would put my man, what's his name? Laredo Kid. Laredo Kid at third. Tarus is in there too. Because Black Tarus is a beast.
Yeah, Black Tarus had a couple matches on AEW, no?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Especially here recently. I don't know if he's gonna sign, but Black Tarus is a beast. He is a beast, bro. That dude's a beast, man. And I mean, I really don't count Rush and Andrade in that equation because a lot of people also Rush and Andrade aren't great. They don't wear masks no more.
They don't.
When I say luchadors, I'm talking about guys that still wear the mask.
Right. I agree. I hear you. Yeah, because we can't even consider Santos a lucha no more because he been took the mask off. You're right.
Yeah, all those guys don't wear their masks no more. So, yeah, like those guys are, but those guys are great wrestlers. Like if I've had to break it down, favorite Mexican wrestlers, those three guys are obviously top three. In what particular order? I can't even give you a particular order because all three guys are great. Rush is, oh my
God. Yeah, that's my son. PBOD.
Rush be beating the fuck out of people, bro. And it's great. It is great, man. He got that little drop kick in the corner over. You fuck with the bull, you get the horns. I love Rush, bro. Rush is great, bro. Yeah. And the swag, bro. Like, people don't understand. The swagger is everything. And if we know it's legit, bro. Yeah. And Rush has the swagger. Bandito has the swagger. Bandito's brother Gravity has the swagger too. My man be coming out there. He's the astronaut, right? This man be doing the fucking moonwalk to the ring, bro. Be doing the clap like, yeah, man. I'm clapping myself out of slow motion. Like, my man got swag too. And then obviously Rush, Andrade, and Santos, they got swag and Angel do too. Angel and Humberto.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, like these Mexican wrestlers, man, there's a lot of good ones out there, man. A lot of great ones out there. And not just, you know, them having the mask and shit like that. Them without the mask is really good too. Because a lot of people was concerned when Santos Escobar first, you know, lost his mask. He lost his mask in between the last season of Lucha Underground and before him coming to NXT, obviously. Like, he lost it within that time range. So, a lot of people was concerned that he wasn't going to make it without it, but look at him.
I think he might be better. He might be better without it.
Honestly, because he gets to express himself.
Yeah.
He's got that long hair. He gets to flow it around. Like, he looks like a Mexican cartel guy. He looks like that guy.
Yeah, he do.
And his promos are fucking good. Really fucking good.
You wanna...
Rush and Andrade are not that good as far as, like, with you know, because they speak in broken English, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Escobar is so comfortable with it. And it's like, bro, you got it. You don't even... Neither of you guys need to wear a mask ever again, especially you, Santos. You don't need to wear a mask ever again, buddy. Wear it to the ring and then pull it off like he was doing in NXT. But other than that, you don't need to wear a mask ever again in your whole entire career, dog. You talk.
I hope the surgery didn't go well. After amputating the leg, yo, I was weak, son. I'm like, oh, Santos. He's a
hates it. It was great. I'm just waiting for him to call Joaquin and Cruz a bunch of bums.
He did. Oh, no, he didn't. He just beat them up. He just jumped them.
I need him to call him that.
You do.
You two bums. I rescued both of your careers from obscurity, especially you, Cruz. For years, Raul Mendoza was floundering around being everybody's punching bag in NXT for years until he hooked up with Escobar and them. So,
yeah.
That's crazy.
You want to jump into SmackDown then?
Yeah, let's just jump right into SmackDown, man.
Yeah, SmackDown.
I thought SmackDown was good, and I thought... Yeah. And can I just say this, too? We was talking about how Shawn Michaels finds something for everybody to do on his roster and how that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Triple H found something for just about everybody to do on this show, too.
Yep.
They even gave promo time to Ashanti D'Adonis.
I know, with Nick Aldis.
My man said, my ribs are touching. My ribs are showing, son. I'm hungry. Like, I was like, I feel you, dog. Cameron Grimes gonna be getting into it with Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, and that's probably gonna lead to them bringing back Odyssey Jones on the TV, because Odyssey Jones and Cameron Grimes they've been facing Austin Theory and Grayson Waller on the house shows together.
That's good, and Odyssey Jones is good too. He's not bad for a big guy.
No, he's not. No, he's a dude. He can move for a big dude, bro.
I'm saying he's good. It's about time they bring him up. They drafted him last year. It's been a whole year, and we haven't seen him.
Yeah. So. No, definitely. And Zion Quinn, you teased coming back to TV soon. So hopefully,
he is.
Because that's my dog too. They started off hot with that dude, and then. When the transition for 2.0 went over to white and gold, as I like to call this current incarnation of NXT.
They stopped using him.
They stopped using son. I'm like, why? He was progressing nicely, man.
He was.
So, yeah, he teased that he's going to be back on TV soon. But my whole thing is that Triple H is finding stuff for either guys that are not over. He's finding something for everybody to do.
Yeah.
He's starting to do that as well. So I was impressed, man. Cross. Authors of Pain, Authors of Doom. Drew can vouch for this. Kevin wasn't too sure, but he's pretty sure that there's a good chance that that's the new name for the whole entire group, the Authors of Doom.
That's hard.
So, you know, because, you know, Cross is the Harbinger of Doom and, you know, Authors of Pain, so.
Right. Nah, hey, listen. The whole show had me really excited. I honestly thought that, it's so out there that people don't like to mention it, but SmackDown was probably one of the most diverse episodes I've ever saw. Like, he had Santos come out for Kevin Owens. So, boom, we already got our Hispanics. Then he brought out Big Bob and the Street Profits. All right, there goes our African-American folks right there. Mm-hmm. Then you bring out Cross and AOP. I'm pretty sure AOP's not white. I'm pretty sure they're not white.
No, one of them's Albanian and the other one is the island boy. I'm not sure which one.
So
the Albanian one is Rezar. Rezar is the Albanian one.
Okay. So boom, still, they're not white.
No.
I know this for a fact. Karrion Kross is not white. So
yeah, you didn't know that until I told you that.
Yeah, I was hyped when I found that out. I thought he was white. I thought he was white as hell. I'm not gonna lie. Cross, sorry, my brother. But that whole ball gimmick, you were looking like a KKK member, my boy. Oh my god.
He had
the goatee and the baldy. My man was looking like it was bad. He looked like he was part of that Black Klansman cast. Now I'm playing.
No.
Yo, bro. But nah, like, look, there you go. You had the African-American folk fighting a mixed group. Then, after that, you had EO's group. So that's all basically most of the Asians and the lone Samoan and lone Mexican in the group. It's still diverse as shit. And then, who they fight? Nietzsche, who is not white again. So, like, I just think, I don't know, man. I don't know if anybody, I think it's obviously it's so out there because... You know, the rosters are diverse, but people don't really talk about it. It was one of the most diverse episodes I've ever saw. It was really nice to see.
Yeah.
Really nice to see.
Bro,
the show flowed really well. I couldn't believe it was over by the time it was 10. I'm not even going to stunt because I enjoyed Santos and KO's match. I'm not going to lie, bro. Kevin Owens put over Santos in very small details. The amount of moves that he was doing to Santos would have easily put people away quick. But Santos kicking out at two, man, like, quick. I don't know about you, but if I'm taking a super kick and then Kevin Owens' full-on body getting thrown into me in the corner turnbuckle, and then you're doing a on me, and then I kick out, I got to be some type of nice. I was really shocked that Santos was having some good-ass near falls, and I liked it. That was good. The whole Karrion Kross and LP beating the shit out of my boys. I love Big Bob, but my man got planted on his fucking milk dud bean. Oh my god, son. Oh my god. Karrion Kross gotta do a little faster. I know Big Bob's is a huge fucking guy, but he has to do that move just a little bit faster. But
I hate the whole pump handle thing, man. I just think the pump handle is unnecessary. If he can just scoop him up. If he can scoop him up, like, Brock, you know how Brock Lesnar does, like, the F5? He scoops him up, 5 minutes carry. If he could just give him that big sling across his other shoulder, momentum thing, and just do it that way, that'd be good. Or something.
That's what I'm saying.
But the pump handle is a little, it's time consuming, you know?
It took a little too long. And he still dropped him on his head, though. I was like, damn, no, but yes.
And then Paul Ellering, the way Paul Ellering was looking at the camera afterwards was funny as fuck, bro. He was giving the camera that grimy stare, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, son, I'm like, chill, man.
And yo, bro, look, and to add on to your point that you said to start off about SmackDown, they had the backstage segment. Who came into the picture and started talking them up? B-Fab. And now the B-Fab's gonna join, so that way her and Scarlett got some little something going on.
Yeah, because they need to start using Scarlett in the ring, because Scarlett can wrestle, bro, and I feel like they're wasting Scarlett in that aspect B-Fab, as well.
And I know B-Fab been working her ass off in ring, off screen, and on downtime.
She's been working at the dungeon too.
That's what I'm saying. So give her a shot, give her and Scarlett a shot. Let them know that they're not just valet. And that's gonna be good. Then oh my god, bro! I'm not even gonna cap to you. The fucking Mee Chin and Io Sky match was lit. That shit was.
It was, lit. Yeah, it was.
Bro, the Super Styles Clash was fire. She did that shit so good. I was hard, and then she got the near fall. And then as soon as that happened, the match it kind of ended fast after. But the events that happened within that was fucking amazing. Mia Chim fucking tried to do a suicide dive, fucking landed face first on the mat. Then Io Sky did the meteorite with the double knees into fucking Mia Chim on the barricade. I was like, god damn, like, oh man, that match was good too. Yo, bro, both women's world title matches this week for WWE were really, really good, bro. I think this match definitely shows Triple H, bro. You gotta use her more.
Yeah,
definitely got to
use. No, you're right.
Definitely, because she proved it. She don't really get that much opportunity too. That's another woman like Fallon that she's there, but she's never wrestling, barely. Mm-hmm. So I was really glad she got that match. And man, SmackDown was dope. And then what happened after that? Did we finally get into the triple threat after that?
Pretty Deadly and Tyler Bate and Butch.
Sorry. Yes. Then Tyler Bate debuted. And like I said, they're small, but them two together fighting on someone doing tag team moves together? Yeah, bro, that's really good, because we know Tyler Bate's strong, and Butch wants to fight. This is a perfect fucking tag team for the time.
Yeah, you're dealing with two scrappy guys, but two different scrappy guys in a different angle.
Right.
You know, Butch is scrappy and, you know, very technical. And then you got Tyler Bate, who's scrappy but strong. You know? So, yeah. Right. Nah, and I like the double Tyler Driver 97 to hit on
that shit was cool.
Mr. Prince there, too.
Yeah, and they won. See, I wasn't mad about that. That was probably the only match that showed Caucasian, and none of them were American Caucasian. How about that?
Paul was British.
How about that? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's not even really American Caucasian. So there you go. Like, you see what I'm saying? it's what's up, bro. I really liked how they diversified that whole episode. It was dope. And then the fucking Fatal 4-Way.
You mean Triple Threat. Triple Threat.
I mean, I fucking skipped it. Oh my god, bro.
You got all the Caucasians in this one.
That's fine, though, because they're all the top stars. I'm fine. Oh, wait. Oh, god damn it, Triple H. I see what you did here, you fuck. Now, I'm not going to take it back. I'll still give you the credit. But I see what you did here, you fuck. I see what you're doing. You put the minorities first, huh? Save the whites for last, huh? All right, I get you now.
Is it the minority? Yeah, fine. The minorities get to play in the mid card.
Right?
But Randy, LA, and AJ will have their time in the main event.
My God, it's so funny. But yo, man, my dad tries to make his Styles got fat. And I'm like, no, bro. Wait till he takes the jacket off. He took the jacket off, started wrestling. He was like, oh my God, he got so big. I'm like, that's what I was trying to tell you. He didn't get fat. Oh, like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He's fucking jacked. And Randy Orton's jacker. I'm like, Jesus, what the fuck? Like,
all right.
But to be honest, the match was all right. I expected more. But I think that's because they were just trying to do what we wanted, man. We're getting things we want this week. I'm happy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. They fucking Roman interrupted, beat all their asses, and then fucking Nick Aldis is not playing in games, RJ.
No, he's not. Congratulations. Yeah. Roman just earned himself a Fatal 4-Way.
4-Way match. Yeah, Nick Aldis ain't no bitch, bro. I like this. He's not no bitch. Because in reality, he could get in the ring and fight you straight up.
Exactly. His big ass, arms.
Son, those suits, bro. I know he gets them suits tailored. Dumb shit still don't fit him, bro. His shoulders be looking like they want to just rip through the fucking jacket.
Shoulders want to breathe through them fucking jackets.
Bro, him and Bobby Lashley, I don't know, son. Them suits cannot breathe. Them shits is skin tight on the motherfuckers, man.
I know, right? Oh my God, it's ridiculous. God.
Like, I so get why y'all looking fresh. I so get it, because it makes y'all look way better.
But yeah, y'all look fly.
Then them shits don't fit, bro. As much as them tailor suited, they don't fit. But you know, bro, I'm with that, bro. I'm with the Fatal 4-Way. We at least survived 1 month or one pay-per-view without a Roman 1v1. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I mean, and who's to say when Roman wins, who's to say none of those four guys or, I mean, none of those three guys or all three of those guys just go into the Rumble? Because you add them into the Rumble, it's going to be stacked.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy with the Fatal 4. That match is going to be fun. We avoid a Roman formulaic single match. I'm fine with that. And you know what? I know people wanted Randy to get his 1v1, but guess what? Randy still just came back, people. You really think you want to put Randy through a 20-25-minute singles match where he's going to have to do all the work with Roman? No. No, this is a smart move by Triple H. Randy Orton gonna do his fucking comeback or whatever. Gonna do the fucking power slams. He gonna, you know what I'm saying, do his DDT. He's gonna do his thing. But this saves him. It's less hurt on the body.
Yeah, AJ and LA Knight are probably gonna carry the load for this match.
Right, and LA Knight and AJ. AJ Styles is balling the triple threat match too. Like,
my man hit a 450 in jeans, bro.
Jeans and caught him. Perfect. And caught him. Bro, I'm not going to stunt. That sliding forearm, he punched LA Knight dead in the head. He punched him square in the forehead, bro, in the bean. I was like, oh, he hit him. Like, he punched
Somebody got LA Knight really good too, because LA Knight was busted hard way.
He was bleeding. Was it from the punch? I don't feel like
I don't know where it was from, but all I know is LA Knight popped up and my man was bleeding.
He was bleeding bad. And then AJ Styles was like, nah, fuck you. I was like, oh shit, he's dirty. I love this AJ Styles. He don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. I like that. He don't give a fuck. I love this shit, bro. I'm loving this shit from him, son. Loving it. People be like, oh, he needs gear. No, he don't need gear. This is
no, he don't.
This is his character. This is part of him. no, this is good. Obviously, this is the gear he obviously intended to go with because he's still rocking a jacket. It's just a long black, not trench coat because it's not leather, but you know what I'm saying? It's a long black coat.
It's a long black coat.
He obviously did it for a reason. He still got his gloves. They black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's moving his jeans. Like, come on. Come on.
He just need a new theme song now.
They got to do something to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He needs some new music now. Other than that, I got no problems with AJ doing. AJ, ain't affecting his in-ring work.
And he is.
Unlike Elias. Yeah. Elias used to be wearing them tight ass pants, man. He used to be wearing them nut huggers, bro, and he couldn't really move around in them. I'm like, bro, nut huggers to the ring, bro. You cannot wrestle in nut huggers, bro. Like, son. That's why when he was Ezekiel, remember his matches were a whole lot better. They were a whole lot more smoother. Because my man was wrestling in trunks, not nut huggers, bro. Like, come on, man. So AJ Styles, he's wrestling in comfortable jeans. He's still flying around and doing whatever he needs to do.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck if he's wrestling in jeans? Nobody else is doing it on the roster.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
As long as it ain't affecting his performance, then that's fine. Like, I got no problems with it. He's still hitting 450. That 450 was just as clean as AJ Styles wearing tights hitting that springboard 450. Get it. People, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yo, don't sleep. But SmackDown was really good. I really enjoyed it, man. They found a lot of stuff for a lot of people to do.
Nah, facts. I'll go as far as saying it was probably my favorite show of the week. I'm not even gonna cap.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
That shit was lit, bro. That shit was lit. Mm-hmm. OD. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling y'all, people. Wrestling was mad. It was honestly pretty good all week. Obviously, there's obviously gonna be some shit we're gonna talk about that was, you know, we ain't gonna fuck with. But like, that's like what, like one or two things out of a whole 2 hour, 3 hour show. That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
That's still mad good. Like, but yeah. Do you know anything that's going on for tomorrow?
Pierce announced two matches yesterday while I was at the show. Yeah,
those bum ass matches.
Yeah, it was gonna be, I think, Kofi versus Kaiser and I forgot what the other one was.
The other one, Miz versus JD McDonagh.
Okay. And yeah, we need to start getting JD McDonagh some wins. I don't know why they have everybody and their mom beating JD McDonagh for.
Maybe he beats Miz now. Maybe.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Because I think I think, bro, they're gonna do DIY next versus Judgment Day. That's what it looked like.
I still got the sneaking suspicion, especially since Sheamus didn't come back on SmackDown. It's gonna be Sheamus and Drew going at the Judgment Day. Don't ask me why I'm feeling that, but I just got this feeling that that's gonna happen.
I got a feeling. Woo. I mean, that's a crazy tag team too. Holy shit!
That's an OP tag team.
That's OD. That's OD. Oh, that's some team God. That you and your boy pick in 2K.
Exactly, for a random ass tag match.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? That's like putting
Brock Lesnar and Big Bob together for a tag team. Like, what? Oh,
God, nobody should beat that.
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight, son. No.
Wait a minute. This is a wrestling match? Oh, hell nah.
Hell can I shoot nah.
him? Hey, ref, can I shoot them?
Can I shoot them? Oh my God.
This ain't no way. I ain't wrestling. I'm not wrestling those motherfuckers to the ground. I'm not wrestling. No. Oh, damn. No.
Brock Lesnar going just suplex city, then he gonna tag in Bobby, and then Bobby gonna take your ass outside and fucking ram your head into that fucking LED post. No.
Throw your ass back in the ring, one hand spine, but
no, son, no. And then he'll fucking spear you, pick you up, and then throw you to, as a matter of fact, no, Brock does the F5, picks you up and then throws you, and then Bobby spears you. I'm dead.
Good. And then you might get a hurt lock. You might get a hurt lock too. Oh no!
Oh my God! And then all you hear is Brock Lesnar with his squeaky voice.
Big Bob, hey, Brock, we did it, man.
Get it, man.
I'm good, sir. I'm not trying to see this man.
That'd be cool if they do Sheamus and Drew. We're gonna have to see tomorrow if he pop up.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna have these dudes like fucking jack me up like that, man. Brock Lesnar, Bob, I'm good on that dog.
Yeah, no, I'm good, bro. I'm not with it. And you're not paying my health after? Nah, hell no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for just the paycheck for the night. Nope. Chill. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people, that just about wraps up everything for the week, honestly. Really good week. I'm really hoping they keep this shit going. We are in Royal Rumble month, so I don't want to put my expectations too high, but I don't expect mediocrity from them from this home month. So I'm expecting for it to be pretty good tomorrow. So especially after day one. Yeah, that's all we can do is hope. You're right. But yeah, RJ, yo, I appreciate you sticking in there and you know, being up still after everything. I come home and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I appreciate it. The fans, I know the audience appreciates it.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro, as always. This shit is always lit.
Always lit.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, people, we hope you enjoy the show. You guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a blessed day. If it's raining, stay dry where you at, because I know out here it's pouring like crazy. But, yeah, people. We're going to catch you guys next week. I'll send out a tweet myself what day exactly. Actually, no. We'll be back Friday. I don't work Friday. I got my schedule. I don't work Friday. So we'll be back at the regular time on this Friday, of this upcoming Friday, people. So expect that then.
All right.
Any last words, brother?
Nah, man, that's it. That's it for me, man. Just stay warm, stay safe wherever you guys are at, and stay too sweet.
That's right, baby. Stay too sweet, people. Too sweet.
Too sweet.